I'm really excited. Whenever I talk to Pastor Tumelo Tam, I'm excited. He is an interesting, brave man, and it's always a pleasure chatting to him. Pastor, thank you for being with me again on Chai FM.
Shalom and good afternoon, my brother and friend.
That's lovely. You put a smile on my face. Although, Pastor, I'm going to put my hand up and admit that this isn't the easiest conversation I will have had with you, because it comes from a very religious standpoint, and I'm not the most religious person on the planet, and I don't really interpret national events through a spiritual lens, but your latest post does. I just want to read the headline of your post. It's the following: could it be that South Africa is asking the wrong question? Can I ask you to just take us through what it is that you're saying?
Well, I am just, you know, saying something to provoke, you know, the people to come into realization with what is really what. And with me, really, I wrote that article because I noticed that, you know, every national crisis immediately becomes a political debate. And in that, we then begin to ask who is responsible, you know, who is behind it, and which group is to blame. And those are important questions. But as a Christian pastor, I also asked a question, because for me, it was like just ask a question on another question. And the question was, is there a deeper moral and spiritual issue that we are actually ignoring?
I just want to give a bit of context. This was very much, I would imagine, in response to the comment by the Justice Minister stating that Israel is behind the xenophobic violence that we're experiencing here in South Africa.
Yeah, and which is then what was kind of like provoking me as well to respond to that same question. That, I mean, we cannot run away from the fact that, you know, whenever things happen in our nation, just put the politics aside and instead rather ask questions. And for me, it was more like, but then what kind of people are we becoming? And what kind of a nation are we creating? I mean, we know for the fact that throughout history, societies have not only declined because of bad policies, they have also suffered because of pride, of corruption, injustice, and dishonesty. You go on and on. Even if you'd not, you know, somebody saying that that's not the spiritual crisis, but many people will agree that something deeper than, you know, economics is broken in our country. And more so when corruption becomes just so normal and politicians, you know, failing to see beyond what is actually happening in our nation and in the country, and to try and then justify it to something like who is behind South Africans' problems and all of that. And when the truth should really be that we should, as a nation, be willing to confront what is going on in the nation and what kind of a nation do we really want to become. And hence the deeper question was, we should at least be willing to consider if there is no spiritual crisis that we are facing as a country.
And in your opinion, we obviously are experiencing some sort of significant spiritual crisis.
Exactly. And you were asking a question with what is happening in the country, for an example, today. For me, that crisis really is when a nation, I think that's where it begins, when a nation loses its moral compass, then you begin to see corruption becoming normal, and then the truth becoming, you know, negotiable, and leaders just continuing again and again and again to, you know, shift blame instead of taking responsibility.
Wowie zowie, this is interesting stuff. You speak about the finger of God. Very religious language. What's the practical warning, though, that you think South Africa is ignoring? Yeah, I've got to put it in language that I can understand or relate to. What are you wanting people like me to understand there?
Well, when we say, is this or could this be the finger of God? You know, God continues to talk and he speaks to people in many different ways. And sometimes instead of just wanting to say there is somebody behind the who's or what is going on in our country and so forth, then the question should really be that what if it is the finger of God? Mm. Because we have said it many a times that, you know, and I must say this, you know, sometimes it's important that I clarify this. I don't expect everyone to believe, you know, in a divine, you know, courtroom, because I've mentioned that as well. But the point I am making, even when I say it could be the finger of God, is that, I mean, many believers understand history through a moral framework.
Yes.
That nations are accountable not only to the constitutions and to courts, but also to the higher principles. Even if someone rejects the idea of God, they still understand the idea of accountability. So the courtroom of heaven, and where we said, but what if then this is the finger of God? It is something that should get us also to a point where we even remember, you know, in history, where Pharaoh was kind of like in denial of what was going on in his country. And his advisors, you know, I just love the fact that they pointed it out to him that, you know, what if God is talking to us, you know, as a nation? And what if this is actually the finger of God, not Israel, as Israel is now being brought into this whole thing?
Yes.
And being accused of being behind what is going on in the country. Wow. But then leave politics aside. But what if God is actually talking to us as a nation?
Pastor, so that deals with the hardening of the hearts, and I kind of understand that. What would softening of the hearts look like in practical terms?
Softening of the heart, for me, would really be that we need as a nation to get to a point where we admit, you know, where we have gone wrong. Mm. It begins there. Wisdom means learning from our mistakes. That's where even humility comes in now. Because, you know, justice means that we treat people fairly and holding wrongdoing accountable. But then humility is everything. It's when we accept that we do not have all the answers and being willing to change the course. And this is actually what South Africa needs more than anything else. Where is South Africa hardening its heart? I think we, you know, harden our hearts when we refuse to listen to uncomfortable truths. I mean, you think of just the responses that I got after I'd written that, you know, article.
Mm.
Then
I would imagine enormous
that's where
anger.
The problem then becomes.
Yes,
exactly.
I would imagine.
You know, we harden our hearts and we are refusing to listen to those uncomfortable truths. And corruption is exposed, but nothing changes. Communities are suffering, but leaders remain, you know, unmoved. And we keep repeating the same mistakes while expecting different outcomes as a nation. And it's not going to work. So for me, softening our hearts means being willing to listen, to repent when necessary, and to act differently. That's what our nation needs.
Wow, Pastor, you're certainly blowing my head wide open this afternoon. The multicultural aspect, I mean, there's all sorts of very different people with different beliefs who share the country. What do you tell people who strongly disagree with your post? I'm sure some rejected it completely as well. What's your message to those who feel uncomfortable with the idea that God might be involved in national events?
You know, in this regard, and I'll talk, you know, from a pastoral point of view, but yes, obviously this also speaks into what is going on in our nation. And so more than anything else, today, our churches or religious institutions should not become political parties. They should become places of prayer where truth is spoken, compassion and moral, you know, courage, and they should feed the hungry. South Africa is hungry for truth and care for the vulnerable, regardless of what society or country or background they are coming from. And this thing is not just about us South Africans, it's involved everybody from different nations of Africa and different nations of the world. And what we should all learn from this is that, you know, things are happening, but let's then first understand the spiritual side of what is happening, because what is spiritual can actually be more, you know, serious than just what is going on normally.
Pastor, as always, so grateful for your input here on Chai FM. I know we'll talk again, but thank you for being with me this afternoon.